Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Good morning, it's Dave Player on 720 WGN. So with the mild winter we've been having, Chicago's real estate landscape has been booming with very active construction projects around the city, with 34 high-rises in progress. High-profile projects throughout the city, including Wrigley Field, the Chicago Blackhawks training facility, the Chicago Riverwalk, just to name a few. And there's an incredible resource on the web, but it's called Curb Chicago, which provides insightful coverage of the country's most vibrant urban center. And joining me this morning is the editor of Curb Chicago, and that's A.J. LaTrace. Good morning to you, A.J.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How's it going?
Absolutely great. Terrific. So much going on around town in the world of real estate and construction. And, you know, it really does help along when we have such a mild winter, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it definitely does. As you know, we got hit pretty hard the last couple winters, and not just with cold weather, but just the snow. And then we've had also a pretty rainy autumn and winter so far this year. But if you look around the city, there's tower cranes everywhere, construction sites throughout the greater downtown area. And as you'd already mentioned, there's a number of big projects on the way.
It's funny, we live in the city. I was saying earlier in the show, we live in the city, but we're actually staying downtown tonight, my wife and I. And driving around when we first got down here, it's amazing all the things that are going on. And one of the big things that I'm excited about that you can see on the Chicago River is the Riverwalk continuing. Because I experienced a little bit of that over last summer. It was fabulous. And to see it continue on and continue to grow is absolutely wonderful.
Right, yeah. What we're seeing now is the third stage or the third phase of Riverwalk construction. Ultimately, it's going to stretch from Franklin on the west and then head all the way to the lakefront. So it's going to be a huge resource, not only for downtown office workers, but for tourists. And we may even see more special events as well.
You referred to them as rooms. Explain that. What they're block-long rooms. They're just like, why are we calling it rooms?
Yeah, you know, this is kind of an interesting concept. The design of this new Riverwalk extension was led by a local architect, Carol Ross Barney. And the idea here was to add these, they call them rooms, but essentially, the idea is to have different programming and different sections and spaces to break it up so it's not just this one long, monotonous feeling stretch. But some of them have public spaces, and some of them have commercial areas as well.
They're kind of unique experiences, these rooms. I mean, they're just kind of creating
right.
a unique space as you walk down this 1.3-mile stretch, right?
Exactly, yeah. And for this newer stretch, there's going to be a couple new ones. One's going to be geared towards, there's going to be like a fountain for children to play in. There's another one that will be like a ramp. And then there's also just air stretches of stairs, the kind of sweeping staircases that walk down from Wacker to the riverfront for people to just relax and take it in.
I was at the United Center last week for a Blackhawks game, and you can clearly see that the Blackhawks training or practice facility is in progress. What's the latest there?
Yeah, so the city actually just approved plans for the Blackhawks to move ahead with this facility. They're going to be taking over a section of the
college,
Malcolm X College,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's one of the colleges in the city colleges program. But, yeah, so the Blackhawks currently don't have a dedicated practice facility. They practice at a place that also hosts the majority of the city's amateur hockey league and public skating.
Johnny's Ice House, yeah.
Yeah, so... So this new facility expected to be about 125,000 square feet, and we'll have two ice rinks. So one of the main things here is that the Blackhawks organization says that this facility will be largely open for community use as well.
Yeah, that's very cool. And there's going to be seating for about 300 spectators. And I mean, people do go watch and work out and practice and so forth. So to provide this actually right next to the United Center, I think is going to be a pretty cool development.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, hockey as a sport in Chicago, the popularity is growing. I mean, we all know what the Blackhawks have done for the city. And of course, it's drawing more interest from viewers, but people who want to actually participate in playing hockey.
Now, there's one other thing that was noted at curbchicago.com is talk to me about the new grant program for chicago.curb.com about the new grant program for bungalow owners.
Yeah, this is actually a really cool thing. This is a grant that's specifically geared towards historic bungalow owners or vintage flats. Particularly on the city's northwest side, the west sides.
Sealing them up.
Yeah, so this is going to be an efficiency and kind of like modernizing some of the, preparing these homes for winter. A lot of these homes are 100 plus years old, and here's an opportunity to get a grant up to $3,600 to help with things like insulation, older windows, drafty windows. And for homeowners that do qualify for this grant, it's called the Historic Chicago Bungalow Association. They'll send a contractor out to somebody's house, and the contractor will assess the house and then, you know, decide from there where the money should be spent. You know, this isn't going to be free money for people to put towards their mortgages. And yeah, we'd all like, you know, $3,000 to do that, but
yeah.
No, this is going to be money for improvements.
Very cool. And that's through the Historic Chicago Bungalow Association. I love reading the website. It's always cool to find out what's going on in and around Chicagoland. Even if you're not a real estate guru, it's cool to see all the really neat projects that are going on. And for more on the real estate landscape in Chicago, you can check out chicago.curb.com. AJ, thank you for spending some time with us this morning, man. I appreciate it.
Dave, this has been great. Thank you.
All right, enjoy your Sunday.
You too.
All right, This Week in History coming up next, 720 WGN.